Matthew chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Master, if you will, you can make me clean. And Yahshua put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Yahshua said to him, See that you tell no man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moshe commanded, for a testimony unto them. And when Yahshua was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Master, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Yahshua said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Master, I am not worthy that you should come to my under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goes. And to another, Come, and he comes. And to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Yahshua heard, he marveled and said to them that followed, Truly I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Yahshua said to the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, be it done to you. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And when Yahshua was come to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid with a sick and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered to them. When the evening was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Now when Yahshua saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart to the other side. And a certain scribe came and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Yahshua said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air are nests, but the Son of Man does not have anywhere to lay his head. And another of his disciples said to him, Master, let me first go and bury my father. Yahshua said to him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, so much so that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him, woke him, saying, Master, save us, we perish. And he said to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, they met him there with two who were possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What do we have to do with you, Yahshua, you son of Elohim? Are you come here to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If you cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, Go. And when they were gone out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep hill into the sea, and perished in the waters. And they that kept the swine fled, and went their ways unto the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Yahshua. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts. End of chapter 8.